Stanley Leonard is a printmaker, and he's in booth 72, and he's going to join us for a few minutes here and talk about prints. So first of all, welcome.
Hey, thanks.
Well, talk about prints. What kind of prints?
So I do woodcut relief prints, mostly. So if anybody in the area is familiar with Betsy Bowen, she's kind of a legend, but I do very similar stuff. I'll do large-scale woodcut prints. I do everything from these little $5 prints that maybe take me half an hour to an hour to carve, all the way up to something that's, you know, 300 to 400 hours of carving.
Wow.
Because I work in pretty fine detail.
So, let's talk about wood. I've talked with Betsy a number of times about this. So what do you use?
So I just prescribe to cheap, easy Baltic birch plywood. It's relatively inexpensive. If you go to a nice woodworking store, they usually have pretty nice plywood. It's pretty clean. Knots and you can get really expensive printmaking wood, but I'd rather keep the cost low and put the money somewhere else.
Well, now, do you do reduction prints and all this kind of stuff too?
Yeah. So I do. I'll do single color prints, but I'll also do multiple block color prints, and then also multiple block color reduction prints. So I just finished a print last Sunday, and it's up in my booth, and it's the most colors I've ever done, but it's 12 layers of color, so it went through the press 12 times, and that was 4
That takes a lot of time.
It does. It's a labor of love.
When did you start doing this?
So I started printmaking. I went to college for art, and I originally wanted to be a ceramicist, so I actually love looking at all the ceramics around because it's beautiful. But in doing so, I had to take classes from other mediums, and I took a printmaking class, and I just fell in love, and I started doing it more and more and more, and I just kind of kept going from there. So I've probably been working with woodcuts for a little over a decade now.
Okay, so where are you out of?
Right now I'm in the East Metro Twin Cities area. I live in Woodbury, just in the burbs.
Yeah. But, and you use your studio there? Or
I just have a home studio that I work in. Just carve and print at home and bring it up to shows like this.
And you've not been to this one before?
No, this is actually my first summer doing art fairs. I kind of was doing a lot of prints and not showing them to anyone because I just loved printmaking. The process is actually where I get a lot of fulfillment and enjoyment. So I'd do the print, and I'd be done with it, and I'm like, I did it. And then I'd forget the second step, which is go and show people. So I'm just getting geared up.
Yeah, they don't sell out of your basement unless there's somebody.
They're not going to sell unless anybody sees them.
That's right. So, but in the meantime, you've learned a lot about it. The whole art, I'm sure.
Definitely. And I mean, before I had my home studio set up, I came up to Grand Marais here, and I rented out the Art Colony studio a couple times. They got a great printmaking studio. And I've taken, if you're familiar with Nick Robleski's work, he's another woodcut printmaker. He teaches a class with the Art Colony and North House together, and I've taken his class up here before.
Oh, right. Yeah, I do remember
And, you know, you can always learn something.
Well, tell me, I've done some printmaking myself years and years ago, just my wife and I did some stuff. And the tools are pretty key to the success of the block. So talk a little bit about the various tools. I mean, they're a shaped knife.
Yeah. So what I use are what you would call palm gouges or hand gouges. So the ones I use most often kind of are about the size of a pencil, and then they come out with a little metal piece. And there's different sizes and shapes of them. I have U-gouges, which are, just as they sound, the curved end of the blade.
They take the background out.
But you can, I have tools that go all the way down to 1 millimeter wide.
Really?
Yeah, and you can carve.
You mentioned you do fine work, and that's real fine.
It's painful, you know. There's a lot of woodblock artists out there, but I guess I'm separating myself from them by working so small. But it's like every time I do a block, I'm like, I should probably work in less detail. And then halfway through it, I'm like, I did it again. But you got those gouges, and then it's funny. You can get relatively inexpensive ones to very expensive ones, and they all do the same thing. I think the biggest difference is the very expensive ones, you don't need to sharpen as often.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll bet they hold an edge really well.
And
what do you do, Stanley, when you're working fine, which means you're leaving a raised surface between material that's been cut away? What do you do if that doesn't work, if it collapses, or if you miss a beat?
It happens a lot, and that's why I love working with wood over linoleum, which there's nothing wrong with linoleum printmaking. People make beautiful work, but wood is a living thing. It has grain and character, and mistakes like that can happen, where you get chip outs and things break, or and you just kind of got to work around it. And a lot of times they're happy accidents. They add more energy into the piece, and they make things look better.
Well, let me ask you. You just talked about a print you made that took four blocks. And so how do you have a base idea that you work from? And then you obviously have to have four different blocks, but they're all going to come out with the same image.
Yeah, so
contribute to the same image.
The process starts off when I'm thinking of a print, I actually have to think really far in advance. Like, I'll have to come up with the idea of the print, sketch the print out, and think about how the colors are going to be laid down in layers all before I start printing or even carving one block. So I'll do that, I'll sketch it out, and you know, I'm a young guy, and I learned a lot of computer stuff, so I actually take images of the sketches, and I'll put them on the computer, and use that to help me just visualize how I'm going to do it, and then I'll lay it out on all the blocks and carve the blocks and print and go.
Ah, okay. So, even though block printing is an ages old...
Thousands of years old, yeah.
Now, you can also bring it up to date. Sounds like you're into the technology part of it as well.
Yeah.
Helps
you know,
the art.
I love black printing because of it's so old, and it really hasn't changed at all. Like, the registration system I use to make sure that all the colors line up on each block so that, you know, it doesn't look like a mess when it comes out. It's a Japanese technique. It's called Kento registration. And they've been registering blocks like that for over 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And nobody has ever come up with anything better because it works and it's beautiful and simple. But then, you know, I can use modern technology just to help me with the visual, mental, workflow process of all that stuff, too.
Well, you got a press?
I do. I actually have... a homemade press. My good friend Tony had built it a while back and had the pieces machined to it. It's a rolling etching style press, which if anybody's out there isn't familiar, it kind of looks like a wringer washer
from the olden
days. And unfortunately he had passed away, and I had contacted his dad to see if I get it. And so now I do all my prints on that press, and it kind of adds a little special more into it for me.
So on average, how many pulls do you make?
So on average, my runs are pretty small to a lot of the other printmakers out there, and I think it's because I'm a little quicksilver, and I like to keep moving and keep printing new stuff. So I do edition runs of about 50. And then that way I don't build up too much stock and end up sitting and not doing anything. I got to keep printing and moving.
And every one of those is perfect, right?
No. Well, and when I do a print run, I'll start with, if I'm shooting for 50, I'll usually start with 60 or 70 sheets, knowing that some won't come out. And then even then, you know, with this one that I just talked about that has 12 layers of color, I think I started with 60 sheets, and I only ended with an addition of 34 prints. I lost a lot because that was the most colors I had ever tried before. And
if you're like most artists I know, particularly printmakers, you're a perfectionist, and you don't want anything that doesn't look exactly the way
There's a stack of prints at home that some people would probably say, like, oh, that looks good enough. And I'll be like, you know, no, this part here isn't lined up very good. It looks a little blurry, and I wouldn't want to give that to somebody. So, you know, I do look at it with some scrutiny, but at the same time, small differences that don't really hurt the print, you know, they make that print unique and individual, which is also really cool.
Good for you. We've been speaking with Stanley Leonard. He is a printmaker. He's in booth 72. Recommend you stop by and particularly take a look at that really complex one you just talked about. Thank you very much, Stanley.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, thanks.